Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This whole concept of remote working, is it working? Certainly in my experience, I think people want it in theory, but I'm not really sure that it's good for them. We all want sugar all the time, but I'm not sure we should be eating it. Anyway, we wanted to understand a little bit more. Advaita Naidu is Africa MD at Jack Hammer Global. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Cliché Day. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I feel like launching to a bit about blue sky thinking.
Oh, absolutely, blue skies. Oh, you know what? There's so many business cliches as well. I think we definitely, and business is famous for those. You know, let's circle back to that. Let's put a pin in it.
Let's huddle now. We'll circle back. Take it offline, guys.
Right, let's take it offline. I love that. Let's take it offline, which means we're never speaking about this again. Either way, let's talk about remote working because it is a real challenge. And certainly the observations that I've made is that people don't want to be told how to work. They want to be able to be given the choice. But sometimes it is good to be in an office, to be in a place where there are other people. How do we balance this?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's about the mandatory return to office that's really gotten people's nose out of joint. It's that it wasn't consultative. It wasn't put forward in the way that best suited the largest number of people. It really was a top-down type of edict. And then I think the other thing is that the office is no longer a place of purpose. When people are expected to return to office, it's literally just another place to plug in a laptop.
Yes.
And while you might be able to benefit from, you know, the benefit, there's this osmosis of learning that comes when you're sitting next to somebody. It's just so much better when it is a place of purpose. Why are we coming back together? Are we re-engineering this in a way that it makes the most sense, that we're getting the best value out of it? So again, you know, it's that we were forced to, and then it's just a place where sometimes people come in, some people don't, and then they spend all their day on Zoom with each other anyway.
Right. So it's an interesting one because what I've certainly found is if I've got quiet work to do, then it's probably better for me not to be around people because I'm an insatiable extrovert and probably other people appreciate me not being there as well, but that's not the point. If I've got a lot of work to do, I can be more productive working at home, but I'm not creatively productive and I'm not dealing with things that are more, I guess I get the input in the office, but the output at home. Would you agree with that as a rule, as in general?
I think that is probably the best way I've ever heard somebody put it. Yes, we absolutely can go about our tasks and there's lots of admin and busy work and execution work that can happen away from the office, but I agree. There's this persona of excitement that comes with the ideation of being next to somebody, the input. And it's not just about idea creation. It's really about thinking things through in a systematic way. And, you know, we keep talking about diversity when it comes to, you know, making leadership appointments. But diversity is also diversity of thought. If you are off in your own little bubble and making decisions on your own, you're not exposed to other people's ideas and viewpoints. And, you know, that maintenance of the status quo is going to come at your detriment eventually.
Right. So how, you know, and we talk about this all the time. What happens if people are forced? And we see this with Twitter now. For example, Elon Musk, there's rumor that he's going to tell people they need to come into the office and they need to work from there, even if it's a couple of days a week. We've got this situation that we are very, very resistant to being told what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think companies need to understand there's probably a few things that will happen when they take that top-down approach, that mandate. They're going to lose people, or they're going to develop a toxic culture in their workplace, and they're definitely going to fail to attract good people down the line. I think companies should appreciate that employees may grudgingly return to the office in the short term while they're sussing out the lay of the land, but they're going to do so less engaged. They're going to be less productive. They probably will be more likely to leave at the first good opportunity that comes along.
Right, right. And the other aspect of that is because if we're working in our lounge, we are a lot less connected to the culture of the company, which makes it easier to leave. So it's much easier to disconnect from company A and start working for company B based on let's say the salary, the package and those benefits, versus if you're in the company and you're connected to people, you develop relationships, you become part of a culture, there's a lot more stickiness there, I would imagine.
I think you're right, but I think, you know, this thing about culture, it's like, what is culture? It manifests itself in so many different ways. And again, with this top-down approach, I think it's easy for leaders and managers to say, well, let's all come back to the office because this is where our culture is, or this is where we are perceived to be more productive. But it's that there are a lot of leaders who are unwilling to do the hard work that requires them to lead in a different way. It is a real skill to manage people remotely and have that same level of delivery and have that same level of connection, but it's not impossible. However, it requires managers to upskill themselves and think in different ways. And I mean, albeit that people are really busy, it is difficult to try and add a new dimension into what you're doing, but it is definitely not impossible.
So what are some suggestions as to how to manage that culture, the leadership, the motivation, if one is dealing with the remote working staff?
Yeah, I think it comes back down to, is your office a place of purpose? I think people definitely should come back to the office for certain key things. We talk about asynchronous work days because, you know, people when they're working from home, they're working in hours that suit them. But when you all come into the office, you synchronize a little bit. Whether it's once a week or once every 2 weeks, people do need to come in and have that connection, but you absolutely have to be purposeful about it. When companies say, oh, no, we're flexible, we're hybrid, oh, we're all back in the office 3 days a week, it doesn't mean that individual teams are back 3 days a week. It certainly doesn't mean that you're coming in and organizing your meetings that way. It just means that, oh, look, we're coming to avail ourselves of the office coffee. So it needs some proper planning. And then the other thing is, when people are in the office, the way to achieve connection is not necessarily to be in endless meetings with each other. It is to feel that, I mean, as we say, to feel that heat, to feel that vibe.
Absolutely.
You connect with people on a personal level. But also, when you are remote, there is no reason why we shouldn't just check in with a colleague. I think we've just gotten so transactional on our meetings. You know, we dial into the Zoom and we go straight into the agenda.
Absolutely.
And we forget the social nicety. Whereas if you were across the table from somebody, you'd be talking about, how was your golf game this weekend? How are the kids doing?
Absolutely.
But when you dive straight into a Zoom meeting, you don't do that.
Yeah, and we become quite self-conscious about that. It's all unfortunately that we do have time for fascinating conversation, and one that no doubt is going to continue as this evolves. Advaita Naidu is Africa MD at Jack Hammer Global.